Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and that's for sure. And I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. It is time to wake you up to who and to whom you are. You are spiritual beings here on planet Earth, working out on a human experience, but you are truly spiritual beings here on this planet, and that you have come here to do specific and spiritual work. So I am so grateful, and that each one of you are gods and goddesses in the flesh, and that's what you are. So recognize who you are and take your place and do what you need to do, beloved one. A friend of mine was telling me that, hey, watch that word revolutionary, but let me tell you what I'm truly saying here. I am a revolutionary in the consciousness of waking people up to their spiritual awareness, okay? That is what I'm talking about, is bringing people into who they are, because in this particular time, we need it more than ever, beloved ones. We need to know who we are so we can take charge of where we're going and how we're going. That is so, so important. So I'd like to take time to thank each one of you, my old listeners, who are some of the favorite people that started with me from the beginning, and they're still hanging in there, and I am very, very grateful that they are, and for all the new listeners who are just coming on board. So welcome, welcome, and if you allow yourself to have an open mind and listen to the show, I'm sure you will not regret that you came aboard and you're here. And so that's very, very important that you come here. And besides, it's by divine order. If you're listening to the show, it's no coincidence. This is where you were meant to be. So now this is just very, very important. Last week, guys, I do want to really apologize to you because I had some real technical difficulties, but I learned some things that it's very, very important that when you're doing broadcasting, that you allow you have to be on certain high-speed internet. You know, your internet has to be, the speed has to be proper. So I was broadcasting from a location that was not normal, that I normally broadcast from, and I was using the internet provider that was not of high speed. And it caused me all kinds of problems. So if in some of you tuned in last week and you see that it was a struggle for me, it was. I had no idea that that particular location that I was broadcasting from, internet was so slow, and it really caused some technical problems for me. But now that I know, that won't happen again. I guarantee you that it will not happen again. So that's part of the growing part. You know, technology is beautiful, but there is a process of growing. And I will be the very first one to tell you I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer when it comes to technology, okay? There's some, and there's other things, I'm on top of it, but technology is not one of my strong points. I'm working at getting better because I know it's important to be able to do it. So I will refrain from even saying I am not technical, because I am going to become more technical so I can figure out how to operate and how to make sure that everything goes in its proper perspective, because it's, we're moving into a technology world. I mean, technology is coming upon us so fast and so with such increase. If you do not understand technology, beloved one, you are going to be left in the sauce. I'm telling you for real, because I've seen some technical things in the last couple of days that has been mind-boggling, and one day I'm going to do a show on technical things, because it's important that, you know, that's all part of the process. You know, this is a holistic ministry, so we not only talk about things from a spiritual perspective, we talk about the things that you need in your everyday function, your health, and your mental, and, you know, how to become more successful. And so some of the technical things are coming on. There's some medical devices that's coming down the line that's going to totally just blow your mind. I mean, you've got things happening that's really, really phenomenal. So, but we will be sharing those things with you as we go down the road. Okay? So, again, I thank each one of you for tuning in. Now, since I didn't do the show last week, the show week before last, and all of you who have been listening to me for a while know that the teacher in me always likes to go back and review. It's just one of them things, guys. Hey, everybody made up differently, and that's what I do. I like to go back and review my last lesson because that's important, because I want you to be able to get the flow of where I'm going with and my method of teaching. And that class was 2 weeks ago, and that was about angels. And we learned that angels were angelical beings, and that they are designed to be able to serve mankind as well as to serve God, and that they are our invisible protectors all the time. It is very, very important that you understand that angels exist and angels are real, because they are, guys. And if you don't understand that, you're missing out on your protection. Now, many of you have been saved many, many days by your angels. And we're going to talk about that a little more in detail. But we learned there were 9 classes of angels, but we only spoke of 4 of them. So, guys, if you want to know more about the classes of angels, you can do that yourself. You can go Google it. The internet now has everything, so it's no problem to find out all the time. But we talked about 4 classes of angels. One of them was the seraphims, who is ranked as the number 1 of all the angels. They are the right hand of God. Well, they're the right and left hand of God. And their energy is so bright that no other beings in the universe can look upon them other than God, the God who created them. Okay, they are bright energies, and they are there. And there's only 4 of them, and those 4 of them, they are directed by God at all times, and they do take on human form sometimes. They come to planet Earth to work on special projects, things that God needs to have done and have it done quickly. These elevated beings will come to planet Earth to get things done. So these are seraphims, okay? And it's only 4 of them, and they're very bright and very, very powerful. Next, we talked about the cherubims. They serve as the administrators. They take care of all the celestial and Akashic records. And these Akashic records are the trail of your birth records, having in the process of your soul journey. Your soul's journey has had many, many souls, and all the records of your soul journeys are kept in these Akashic records. So now, because if you want to go back and find out what's been happening with you in previous experiences that you came here on planet Earth, you can go back and go to your Akashic records. There are people here on the planet who can read your Akashic records. And you can also learn how to read them yourself. Edgar Cayce was one of the most profound individuals who learned how to read Akashic records to be able to do healing. Okay, Edgar Cayce did over 40,000 healings using the Akashic records of the people that he was healing. Because he went back into their previous lives and found out what was going on with them, what was happening, and to be able to access some of the things. Because some of the things we bring on from lifetime to lifetime, guys, okay? So that's very, very important that you understand and know that there are records out there that can be accessed at whenever you need to have them accessed. Like I said, you have to have a qualified individual to go and look at it. Can't just anybody do it, but you can be trained to do it. But if you want to have someone to go in and look in your Akashic records, you definitely want to get someone who is a professional, someone who knows what they're doing when they go in and to look into your personal records, because that's important stuff to you, okay? Next, we talked about archangels. We talked about the archangels. They are the guardian of the people. And on the physical and emotional and spiritual side, they're the guardians. And they also take on human forms from time to time when there's change to come. They are pioneers in certain fields and open up certain avenues and certain doors that need to be opened for mankind. So the guardian angels play a very important part. And one of the most important parts the guardian angels play archangels play. The archangels are the managers, or you may say even say the supervisor of the guardian angels, who to us is more prevalent and more part of us than any of these other. Although the archangels you can call upon just like you can call upon your guardian angels, but these guardian angels are angels who were assigned to you at birth. Now, some says that we have two. Some people say we have one, but I know for a fact that you have at least one. Okay, and maybe two. I probably would need two based on the life that I live, because boy, I tell you, I probably wore one angel out. One angel for me would have been said, hey, I give this job up, give it to somebody else. This soul here needs a lot of help, guys. So thank God for your angels, and they have kept you out of a lot of trouble, guys. Every day your angels are with you, so do not leave your home. Do not do anywhere unless you give gratitude and thanks for those angels who are guiding you and protecting you. Because there's a lot of things out here in this physical plane that can cause you discomfort, cause you harm. But thank God that these guardian angels are there to teach you and to give you what you need in order to see you to the next level of life. So thank you, God. Thank you so much for your providing us with God and angels. So I say that this is a very, very special thing. So, you know, it's good. And they also say that the guardian angels are with you. Ones that are assigned to you are assigned to you for your entire life. Not only that, these guardian angels, at your last breath, they are the ones that put you in position for things for you to be able to make your transition. They are the ones that have you in the right place, regardless of what is supposed to happen, how you supposed to lead the planet. These guardian angels that's their part of their assignment. From cradle to grave, that's what they do. They check you out. So, guys, if you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, I would highly suggest that you do, because having an understanding of who your angels will is going to make a major, major, major difference of how you feel about how you when you're carrying yourself in the world and what's going on. You need to know that about your divine protection, okay? And they're not here to judge you. They're just here to support you, okay? So it's an important thing. So please check it out. Now let's get on with today's show, because this is important, man. This is really important stuff here. How can I move forward when I'm always looking in the mirror? Guys, you know, you have no idea that how often we do that. You know, have you ever, for all of you who drive cars and all of you who ride cars, so you got to be in that category somewhere. You either driving or you either riding. But anyway, you have the experience of being in a car. And one thing you would notice is that your front window is much huger than your rear mirror. And that is designed for a reason, okay? They didn't just decide to put that little mirror up there, or even that your rear mirror, or even the side mirrors on your car. They are all there for design purpose and design reasoning to be there. So let me explain a little bit. Because, see, the big window is for you to see clearly, to see down the highway, and to be able to go down the highway, because it is more important for you to see what's in front of you than to see what's in back of you, okay? I don't say it's okay to don't get to that I told you don't glance in your mirror every once in a while. That's okay. But for you to stay focused on your rear mirror, you are going to have a crash. I'm telling you right now, if you focus your energy on what's happening in your rear mirror all the time, sooner or later, you're going to have a crash, okay? So that is the scenario that I'm talking about here. I'm not just showing about cars, but it's just a scenario. That's how that particular thing works is that these murals are here for a reason, and they're here to help you to be able to see clear and to move down the highways of life much clearer when you understand that it's more important for you to look ahead than to look back, okay? The mirror, the car mirror, is just an example of what I'm going to share with you. So sometimes I have to give you things that you can relate to. All of you can relate to being in the car, whether you drive or whether you are riding. You can relate to that. You know, a lot of times I like to do lessons, and I always like to try to find a scripture that can sort of compare with the story of what I'm, the lesson that I want to share with you for today. So today's lesson, I took it from Genesis 19, verse 26. Very important story. This is about, it says, it's about Lot's wife. All of you who have some idea of the Bible and have read the story of Moses when he went in to save the Jewish people and to take them to the new land. Well, one of the people that was with him was named Lot. And Moses told everybody in the group, don't look back, because what's behind us is not important. What's in front of us is where we're going. So do not look back. But, you know, sometimes curiosity can be something else. But so, Lot's wife looked back as she was falling behind him, and she turned into a pillar of salt. I know you guys, many of you have heard this story before. And this is an example of what happens when you look back, when you should be going forward. Beloved ones, there is no reason for you to look back and draw on any experience in your life other than a positive experience. You know, and even a positive experience in your past are there in your past. But if you got to look back at something, look back at the positive experience and grab for them. So do not allow yourself to constantly go through life looking back, because you, in the scenario of, and I don't know if this is actually a true physical condition that happened to her or whether it's allegorical. You know, a lot of things in the Bible is allegory. So this could be an allegory story, but I do get the meaning of it. The meaning of it is you should not be looking back. You should be going, you should be moving forward and looking in front of you. So looking back into your past experiences and holding on to your past experiences, especially the ones that are negative ones, you know what, beloved ones? All that is doing is taking you back to that and reliving those experiences. And you do not want to do that, because when it takes you back, it draws you back, and then you're back into a situation where you were trying to leave something you left in the past. It's because there's nothing you can do about it now. Okay, so it's in the past, and let it be. So looking back in your past negative experiences will take you back, and that will cause it more difficult for you to even move forward. So if you're having a wondering why you're having such a problem with moving forward in life, it could be because you are spending too much energy and too much time in your life looking back at your past failures and mistakes. Okay? Beloved one, let me tell you something. None of us on planet Earth here did not come with blemishes. We all have blemishes. We all made mistakes. We all are going to make mistakes. And that's okay, because that's how you learn. So you learn from your mistakes. So you know what, beloved ones? To accept your mistakes as learning experiences, and do not allow yourself to keep beating yourself up and reliving those old past mistakes, because it is harming you. I'm telling you, beloved ones, this is the truth. It's harming you, and it's keeping you locked into your past. I mean, is that really where you want to be? No. You want to look into you first. You want to live your life positive and with the expectations of opulence in your life. You want to be able to put your energy on what you want and not what you don't want. Because when you're doing that, putting your energy on the hard times that you had in the past. You do not want to relate to those hard times that you had in your past. They're there, and ain't anything you can do with them. Hey, you know what? A lot of us came up in situations that have been very abusive in our lives. A lot of us have been taught a lot of negative things about our lives and a lot of negative programs in our lives. But that is in your past, beloved one. And if you cannot get past the past, you are never going to make it into the future. So it is utterly important to do that. Let me just make you aware of this. Planet Earth is school. This is where souls come to get schooled. This is where you come to evolve, beloved one. So that means that you're going to have experiences. You're going to have lessons. You're going to have lessons that you learn from your experiences. So all those experiences are not going to be the best experiences. When I'm saying best, you're going to have good and bad experiences. Because that's the yin and yang of life. It goes both ways. But those experiences that you are experiencing that showed up that may have been horrible to you and may have caused you a lot of discomfort, that's okay, beloved one, because that's what you were learning. Those, and besides, hey, you know what? You created them. You brought those experiences in your life. You did it either through your own process of knowing what you needed to work on as a soul you got here, or you created it once you got here. You created those conditions and those experiences in your life. So let them be experiences that you had, and don't put your energy into worrying about that stuff anymore, because there's nothing you're going to do about it. You know, if you look back and say, well, this was a positive experience I had, I can continue to have more of that. Yes, that's okay. But when you look back and say, whoa, is me. Look what I've been through. Look what someone done to me. What, you know, I just can't get past that. You know, if you can't get past of it, then learn to live in your past. That's okay. I'm not here to try to demand or try to command anybody to do anything. But I'm telling you, if you want to move forth in your life and you want to move with energy in your life, then you have to be willing to let go of those past experiences. Stop living those experiences over and over again. And unfortunately, that a lot of times your past experiences you have in relationships. So many of us, beloved ones, we all are guilty of it. We have a tendency to bring the same kind of people in our lives that we had in our previous lives. They may look a little different. They may be a little taller, a little fatter, a little may be a different complexion. They may be white, black, Chinese, I mean green, red, whatever. They look different, but guess what? They come with the same qualities that you had from the previous person, because you attracted them in your life because you still want to live those past experiences. So if you want to live those past experiences, then you're going to bring in those kind of energy into you based on the experiences that you want to live it. Then you have to get a clear picture of what you want in your present and in your future. We're all living in the now. But the key is not to let your old habits cause you problems. You know, even bad health is based on old habits a lot of times. When we have a health issue, it's because we've done some things in our lives a lot of times that created those things based on our old habits of doing things, the way that we're doing. And we have to be willing to make a change. Yeah, I know there's certain things, there's new diseases and new stuff showing up in the universe all the time. We're dealing with a whole bunch of stuff going on. But we have to take responsibility of being able to control that which we need to be able to control, because it's important. And, you know, as I have always spoke to you guys about, is about your subconscious mind, and that those subconscious thoughts that are there that you have planted in, or you have allowed someone else to plant it in, and they planted it into you, you know, when you were young and you didn't have much to do about it. But probably for most of you, you are totally responsible for it, because I don't imagine I have very many 5 and 6 and 7, 8, 9 year old children listening to this program. If it is, you must be an indigo kid, and you must be well advanced for everybody else, because most young kids will not be at that level. And there's some indigo children out there that I'm telling you, they are just really, really in tune, and they know what the deal is. Some of you guys better wake up if you want to be able to deal with these indigo children, because they know what time it is. They got an idea. You be wondering what's going on. They be teaching you, okay? But that's good. That's okay. And now, until you're able to free yourself from your past experiences, free yourself from these past, you're going to expect life to continue to give you the same thing. Beloved ones, there is no way around it. You know, I wish I could wave a wand and many of you lives. You know, a lot of my friends, associates, whatever, having issues going on. I wish that sometimes I could just wave a wand and put it on their hand, put my hands on them, or just say a magic word, and their life would shift and change. But the fact is, it can't be done. You and your creative spirit inside of you and your mental thought has to be the one to change your feelings. So many of us are holding on to guilt and angry situations. I mean, some of you have been through some horrible things, and I'm not downgrading that, and I'm not saying that was not something that happened in your life. I know some of you have been through abusive situations. Some of you have been through poverty so bad that it was just phenomenal. I grew up as a kid myself. We grew up in a house with an outdoor toilet and no electricity, and we were black poor. You know, but it's not my responsibility to hold the people who had no other ability, means to make life better at that time to go back and hold them responsible for what happened. You know what I mean? Now that I know, it's up to me to change my poverty thinking that I had when I was a kid into a prosperous consciousness. It ain't up to them people. Hey, they came up the best. They did the best they were doing based on what they knew. Okay, but I can't keep living in the past about that poverty situation. What that was all about. That does me no good. You know. Luckily, in my childhood, there was poverty, but there was some good things too. And one of them was the love of my beloved grandmother, who is the sunshine, the moon, and everything that came in my life. But they just didn't know. They did not understand about being having a prosperity consciousness. So they dealt with what they dealt with. So now you now have the knowledge and you are being taught. So it is up to you, beloved ones. If you heard this lesson and you don't go do anything about that, then that's up to you. You can't blame nobody but yourself. So, and if you're experiencing any physical or mental issues from the past, then you have to make the change. I'm here to tell you, beloved ones, that the number one way to eliminate those past guilt and feelings of inferior complexes that a lot of us are still carrying in this life and on this journey is to understand the power of forgiveness. I want you to understand that, okay? If you want to eliminate the guilt and bad feelings that you're having in your life, you must understand the power of forgiveness. And I know you have heard me speak of this before, but it did not sink in for a lot of you that how powerful the power of forgiving is. Other than love itself, there is no other emotion that renews the soul than forgiveness. You hear what I'm saying, beloved one? Other words, there is no other power, emotional power on the planet that is more powerful than forgiveness. Okay, you have to learn to forgive. And you know, you have to learn to forgive regardless of what is happening with your life, regardless of what has happened in your life. You have to learn how to forgive. I don't know if that movie may be still out, but there is a movie called The Shack that I'm going to highly suggest that if you have not seen it, go and see the movie. To me, the movie was based on forgiveness, where someone kidnapped a guy's little girl one day in the park. And the things that happened, I'm not going to show you all the movie, but there was a situation came that was not very pretty at the end, that he had to learn to forgive this person who harmed him so badly in order for him to get to that next level. And besides, beloved ones, you don't know the contracts that people make for themselves as spiritual beings on the other side. Some of you who are not into metaphysics or spirituality may not get this, but all of my metaphysical and spiritual friends know that, hey, you make contracts. And when you come here, certain things show up in your life because there was a contract. Some of these people you run into and some of the things you happen is because your contract is being fulfilled. Okay? So, but that is the deal. And you have to be able to forgive it and let it go. First, you know, it's like I said, there's nothing more powerful than other than love is more powerful than forgiveness. And they run pretty hand in hand. So if you can't forgive, you can't even love. To me, it's pretty much the same situation. And as I explained to you before, that you came here to planet Earth as a student. And I just give you gratitude for that, for coming here as a student. Okay? And that is what you came here to do, and that's what you were here for, to be a student, to learn, and to be able to bring that energy into your life. And so we thank you for understanding who and whom you are, okay, for that. Now, and you know what? I did something in the beginning of the show that I never do before, and that I did not open the show with a prayer. So I guarantee you there's a prayer coming at the end of the show. So don't worry. We're going to get to the prayer part. We know, you know, that's important that we really bring that energy there too. So we just ask that right now that the God and the universe, God force that operate and come through this show will give us the strength to be able to do that. But there's gratitude and thanks that I will be giving. Okay. The Creator gives you what is called a free will. And this free will is something that gets so many of us in trouble. We have real challenges with our free will. Because guess what, beloved ones? Even your guardian angels will not interfere with your life, although they will rescue you out of harm's way. But when it comes down to your free will, and you got to have it a certain way, and you want it a certain way, guess what? They're going to let you have it like that. That's based on the free will that God has given you. So, and with that free will, it gives you the ability to make a mistake. So, and remember we said earlier, it's okay to make mistakes, because that is where the learning comes. That is where we begin to understand who and who we are, based on the learning experiences that we're given, the experiences that we're having, the things that have happened to us. We have learned from those experiences. So don't be angry with yourself. Don't be angry with anyone else when it comes down to you learning from your past situations that are showing up in your life. Because it's important that you have them, and it's a necessity that you had them. Okay? So you have learned from them. Beloved ones, the first thing that when it comes down to forgiveness, the most important thing is to forgive yourself. And for most of us, it's easier for us to forgive somebody else than it is to forgive our own self. Because the mistakes that you think that you made were not really mistakes, but lessons. So, and you are going around feeling guilty and feeling bad because you made a mistake in your life and you are not forgiving yourself. You got to let it go, beloved one. You got to let it go. You got to let go of all those ill feelings. You know, you may have done things to yourself. You have abused your own self. You know, regardless of someone else abusing us, most of us are the biggest abusers of our own self by the things we do. You know, the things that you put in your body, the things that you put in your brain, the things that you allow yourself to be in, based on that, you are the biggest abuser of you. So you have to be the biggest forgiver of you. Because guess what? The Creator does not hold grudges. God has no grudge at all. God doesn't hold anything against you, beloved one. I don't care what you have done, God's not going to hold it against you. Okay? How many of you know about the story about Paul or Saul in the Bible? Well, Paul was the individual that was prosecuting Christians back in the day of when Christ was doing his ministry. And Paul, they said Paul may have killed 5,000 to 6,000 people because he was prosecuting Christians. But in all that prosecution going on, God did not hold anything against him. God used him to write the Bible, most of the stuff that's in the Bible. So God forgive you. So why are you not forgiving yourself, beloved one? I want you to ask yourself that question. Why are you sitting around holding grudges against yourself and not allowing yourself to be forgiven for these little mistakes that you have made? Even if you made big mistakes, even if you committed some big things, God is not going to hold that against you, and God can still use you. But you have to forgive yourself, beloved one. You have to come out and forgive yourself for what you have done in your human form, because God, the Creator, gave you a free will. He gave that free will because he knew that you were going to make mistakes and that you were going to be able to come here and do things that may not always be your highest good. But that's okay. That you wouldn't have learned. You can't learn only from your good qualities. You got to learn from some of the things that have come, other things that have come your way too. But you learn from them, not hold on to them. Do not hold on to these things. Let them go. They have no purpose. They serve no purpose in your life anymore to be continuously holding on to these ill feelings and emotions. They are only pulling you down and keeping you down and not allowing you to enjoy the opulence and life that God has in store for you. God wants you to be prosperous, wants you to be healthy, wants you to have good relationships, wants you to have all of this. But you are hurting your own self by holding on to old stuff. So this day, I want you to wake up to the aspect that one of the first things, if you don't learn nothing else from this lesson today, one thing I want you to do is walk in and say, forgiving yourself. Go to the mirror, go to your closet, go wherever you say, whoever your name is, whatever your name, I forgive me for my past transgressions. I forgive me for anything I have not done that has been perfected in my human form. I forgive me. Beloved, that is a powerful, powerful technique. And you will see, once you begin to do that forgiveness work, you will begin to see how things will open up for you, and it will make life much easier for you. Now, one of the beautiful things, you can also forgive others. And they don't even have to be in your presence. That's what, if you know that you have done something to someone that needs forgiveness, and they will embrace it, accept it, you can pick them up, the phone, or call them, or if they're in the household with you, when you finish this lesson, you go and say, hey, forgive me for what I've done to cause you harm and cause you anything other than that was not of my highest self. I forgive you. Let it go. Now, here's the key, beloved one. You don't give a kitty whether they accept it, whether they internalize it. You have done what you're supposed to do. The rest of it is on them. If they don't want to forgive you, so what? It ain't no big deal. Their lives would be better if they did. But for sure, your life will be better by you doing it. So, you know, it's really, really important that you understand that. That is one of the reasons why, beloved Jesus, when he was on the cross, the beloved cosmic Christ, as I call him, there were two individuals that were there with him, and there were the guards there that was doing this horrible crucifixion to him. But in the midst of all of those things, he understood that he could not take guilt feelings, anger feelings into his new life, and that he must forgive. Beloved ones, if you listen to this show for the next 5 years, or you listen to this show before in any form or fashion, I want you to understand that there is so much power in forgiveness and letting go, and that it will just totally blow your mind. It will totally turn your life around regardless of what's going on in your life, if you get to the point where you just forgive. And a lot of you are feeling stuck. I know that a lot of you are feeling stuck because I have conversations with a lot of you, and you're stuck on things, and you're not able to move forward. And a lot of these things are because of what stuff is going on down inside of you and holding you back and not allowing you to move forward because you are stuck on those pains and those hurts and whatever that's causing. I think some of you kind of even get off on it, you know? I don't know why, but you do. So learn to forgive yourself if you want to change your life. You know, forgiving is a very, very important aspect of it. And like I said, when you forgive other people, even if they're not in your presence, beloved, let me show you how you do this. If someone's not in your presence, hold an image of that person. Image meaning a picture of that individual and say, hey, sister, hey, brother, hey, friend, what call their name, I forgive you and you forgive me. And I'm releasing you now to move on to another space and place. That is for folks who are alive and folks who have gone on, okay? You can still do the forgiveness work. Because remember what I'm telling you, beloved one, the forgiveness deal is not so much about them, although it will help them. The forgiveness is for you. This is how you move forward. This is how you release yourself from those hurts and pains that are causing you to still be feeling responsible for the things that happen. You totally have the responsibility to do it, beloved. It is your responsibility to forgive. It's your responsibility to make sure these things are taken care of. So the question is, do you want to move forward? Do you want to have a prosperous and healthy and positive life? And if you claim that you do, then you, beloved one, have to start demonstrating your belief and system and begin to understand how important it is to be able to move on and to let go of your past. It is a saying that one should never close their eyes on any given day without forgiving. Anyone who has caused you harm, brought discomfort to your life in any form, take the moment, take the time before you close your eyes and say, hey, I know what you did. I forgive you, and I hold no harm. I hold nothing against you for your experiences. Because apparently you were not conscious enough or aware enough to know that you were causing me pain or bringing me discomfort. So I forgive you. And so you can sleep good, and so you can clear your life. And if they want to hold on to that old stuff, let them do it. It ain't hurting you, okay? We now talking about you elevating your life and bringing your life to a higher level of communications, you know, bringing yourself into the higher life. So, like I said earlier when I started off the conversation about the windshield and the mirror, that's what I'm talking about. The windshield of your car is like the life in your body. You look out of it and you see where you're going. When you look forward in your life, you want to look where you're going much more than where you went back, where you've been. Only time you should be looking back is for the positive experience. Hey, or reflecting on something that you did that made your life better. Other than that, there is absolutely no reason under the sun why you should ever have to have to look back at anything to try to remember anything. You know, you just have to move forward, allow it to come. You do not want to have the lot experience in your life. And if you are not doing that, beloved ones, then you are allowing yourself to be stuck in that position. You are allowing yourself to continually to bring those pains into your life, okay? And it is so simple and so easy. And for some of you, it's challenging. I get this, okay? I get it. Some of you have had some horrible things done to you. But you know what? Those horrible things are going to haunt you till the day you leave the planet if you don't get them out of your system, loved one. You have got to get them out of your system at a level that you've never done before. Wake up to the understanding that you have the ability. You cannot be the gods and goddesses that the Creator has put you on this planet to be if you are not willing to wake up and be able to move to that state of forgiveness and allowing all that stuff in your past to be the past and not to allow it to be part of your present experiences. Because it's doing you no good, doing them no good, and so it is a time for you to be able to move forward and time to wake up to doing those kind of things. So, beloved one, I'm really, really hoping and praying that you get it, that you get this, because it is important that you understand this. I will be talking about it again, because even as much as I'm sitting here having this conversation with you, some of you still won't get it, okay? And that's okay, because that's just the way of human nature. So I'm not going to hold to you, but I will be your reminder for you to let go and to let God and to look at the pictures in front of you. You know, one of my big things is to have a vision and have the vision clear. And have the vision of where you want it, whether you use a dream board or use some kind of vision of where it is that you're heading to. And this is the sad thing about a lot of times, a lot of you are not even sure where you're heading to or where you're going what's taking you in the direction that you want to go. You got to have a vision, beloved one, of where you want to go. Because if you don't have a vision, people without a vision will perish. If you do not have a clear vision of where you're taking your life and where you want your life to go, then guess what? The universe will give you just continue to give you what you've had. And apparently, what you've had is not what you want in your future, unless that's really what you do want, more of what you've already had. If that's what you choose to do, it's all good. That's up to you. But if you want to change your life, and you want to bring in a new paradigm shift in your life, then you have to be willing to do the forgiveness work. You have to be willing to see the mirror, see the window, look clearly down the road, and stop reflecting so much about those negative and positive experiences, okay? So I'm really hoping that you get it, guys. I have a website, and if you don't have a pen, I want you to take a moment and grab a pen, because I want you to go to the website. And if you're having some issues, on the bottom of my website, you can leave a comment. Or you can leave and help me to give you a call, give you a prayer, do whatever we need to do. But I need you to begin to wake up and start moving forward, because that is what this whole holistic journey is about. It's about waking people up to the point where that we can now begin to move into space and to be able to control our destiny and our lives. Guys, are you not looking around at what's going on, especially in this country, and what's happening? You have got to become aware where you can use your God-given spiritual abilities, your energy, and your mind to be able to rise above this madness that's going on here in the United States, okay? You have to be able to do it, and good thing about it, we can do it. And you must do it if you want to have, if you want to prepare your life. You cannot allow no individual or no government to control you to the point where it brings chaos in your life, because you have the ability to rise above that craziness. And you have the ability to rise above it, beloved ones. And that's the truth. So that's why I do these shows every week, because I want to begin to wake you up to be able to take charge of your life, so you can move forward and do the things that you need to do in order to become that which you need to become, okay? I want you to wake up so we can put together a spiritual community that we can go and make a change, and we can have a difference and change, because you who are light workers out there, and there's a lot of spiritual conscious well people who listen to this show, because those are the kind of people that I attract most of it. So those in that process, I need you to start being standing tall, waking up, doing what you need to do in order to get to that state of consciousness that we can take a shift from this darkness that's on the planet and begin to wake up and become more powerful beings that we are intended to be. Beloved ones, if you have you really understood the power that you have as an individual spirit here on the planet, it would be hard for you to even go to sleep at night. You have power to change, to make difference. You have, beloved, Jesus said, everything I do, you can do too. Okay? So, and he told the truth, we can. But we got to be able to go forth and do some of the things that are necessary to release ourselves. We are holding ourselves in restriction by that which is in our subconscious mind, that which is being held from the forgiveness standpoint and not forgiving and locking ourselves up. We are burdening ourselves, and we are causing this to cause a real problem in our lives. So hopefully you got a pen there. Now, it's www.theholisticministry.com. And holistic is spelled with an H, okay? Beloved ones, it is utterly important that, and you can, like I said, you can go on the website, and you can, and hopefully when you're there, you can read and read the testimony, read the whole aspect of it. But this ministry has been established for waking you up to who and whom you are, and I cannot be and do what I do without telling you the truth about your past. Don't let it become your present, because every all the energy that you're putting on it, it is just bringing more of it in your life. I mean, have you not just wondered why do you keep finding yourself in the same type of relationship, the same type of financial situation, the same type of health conditions? Do you not just wonder why it keeps showing up like that? Do you not think about, and you know, the old saying is that you continue to do the same thing in the same way and with expectations of something different is the sign of insanity. So, are you crazy? Are we all gone mad? Are we all at that state of not being able to understand that if we continue to do the same old thing the same way, we're going to get the same results? Beloved ones, I love each one of you, beloved ones, and I want to be able to be able to reach through this airways and be able to touch you in a way where you will say, yes, I'm going to change. I'm going to make a difference in my life, because I am going to begin to erase all those bad things that I'm constantly holding in my thought and my conscience. I'm going to do the work that's necessary to do to erase those old programs that's in my subconscious mind. And thank God, beloved ones, I've done a lot of shows about the power of the subconscious mind, how to rearrange it, how to restructure it. And so, you know, the information is out there. You, beloved ones, have to be the one that's going to be the driving force to make a difference, to be able to bring that in your life. The information has been brought to you. And so I want you to be able to do that. Now, I want you to be able to join me next week. You know, I've got to the point, I used to tell you what I was going to talk about the next week. I've learned that, you know, God of what I may say, Spirit has a whole different program. So I stopped. I ain't trying to, not even trying to figure it out anymore what it is. So Spirit let me know by the middle of the week what I need to do in order to bring you what you need to be able to hear for that particular thing. But I do want to truly, truly thank each and every one of you who have joined this show today, because you are here by divine appointment. It is not coincidental that you tune into this frequency. You see, because it's all based on energy and spiritual output, and that you are tuning in to what that which Spirit is trying to get you to see and bring about yourself. We are always attracting, beloved one. The law of attraction is always playing place. So we are always bringing it into our lives. Now, whether we are learning from it or what, it's a different thing. But your mind will bring you what you need and put it right there in front of you. It's up to you to take it and do something with it. Okay? So, beloved ones, we're going to close with a prayer, because I just want to be able to thank you again for doing it. It's so important that we bring forth a prayer, because I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe how important it is to have the power of prayer. So I believe in prayer with partners. I believe that one should have prayer partners. One should have someone they can share their feelings. Someone will hold them accountable in their prayer life. So, hey, beloved ones, let's close the show with a prayer, because we need that energy and that power. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, God of the universe, the supreme being of the universe, we call upon you this day. Most of all, we come to you with gratefulness and gratitude, allowing us to be able to be here on the planet this day, to be in our right mind, to be here, to be able to hear the spirit of the word that comes through. We thank you, God. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be a vessel in order to be able to bring what I need to bring through me, that is being coming through me, to be able to touch and reach those beloved ones. And I give thanks and gratitude for the beloved ones who are out there, who are opening their hearts, opening their minds, opening their spirit, and allowing the word to flow into them, and that they will become doers of the word and not just good listeners of the word, that they will begin to use these tools to be able to open themselves up, to be able to make changes in their life. God, touch each one of them. Shake them, flip them, do whatever you need to do to get them to understand how important it is to let go of that which has passed. Let them know how important it is to move forward. And that is why your beloved cosmic Christ Son was able to forgive and to let go, because that is the example that we need in our lives. So we say thank you, God, for giving us the strength, giving us the ability to say yes to forgiveness, and giving us the strength, regardless of how it is, God, give us that strength to call down the side of ourselves and let that hurt and pain go, regardless of how deep it is. Thank you, God, for coming into our lives today and to let us release that pain and that suffering that we have been through and let it go, knowing that if once it is released, a new life will begin to shape and take its form. I know, God, that you are listening. You're hearing every word that is being said. And I'm saying this in behalf of those beloved ones who are out there in the listening, as well as myself, that you bring forth, open us up, that we can see clearly that we need what we need to do in order to raise our lives to a higher state of consciousness. Now, how what we need to do to be able to bring forth all the opulence in life. I know, God, that there is prosperity and opulence and health and all the blessings and perfect relationships in the universe. It's already there. So just allow us to be able to release from those old things that are binding us to that old way, and then allow these new things to come into our lives, to bring the new things into our lives, to open us up to the point where we can now begin to allow it to flow in the method that it needs to flow into our lives, to allow that energy to come through, because we are energy beings, we are spiritual beings having a human experience here, and we came here knowing that we have free will, that you put it in us, and that we all made mistakes, God, and I know that you have not held any mistakes. For everything we have done, we have been forgiven. And I want to just thank you for that, mighty Creator, for your infinite wisdom and intelligence to know and understand that we have come and we have made mistakes, and those mistakes are okay because they have helped us to move forward and help us to grow. So we thank you, God, for all the things that show up in any form, any way, any second, any way, anyhow, because it is all for our higher self and our spiritual growth. So, God, I'm just saying thank you. Beloved, mighty I Am presence, I say thank you. All the ascended hosts and ascended masters, I say thank you. I say thank you to each one of our guardian angels who are with us. Thank you for allowing us to come into this precious space, this precious energy. We thank you for the spirit who has come through this show today. We thank you for all of that which is done, because we know how important it is, and that we know that when we ask, it should be received. And we have faith. We walk by faith that we will accomplish that which we do, that we move forward. So we say thank you, God. Thank you. We are just so grateful for all of you, that I'm so grateful for these beloved beings who are on this air, that you share each one of them, put them in your white light of protection, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, that they can walk through this week and they will begin to know who they are. Royalty, they are part of you. You have expressed yourself through these individuals, and they are here on planet Earth in order to do the will of your divine will, God. We thank you, God. We thank you. We're so grateful, and so it is. Amen. Thank you, beloved ones. I hope you feel what I feel by doing that with you. It's powerful. Thank you. Have a great night.